Early last year, an international delegation paid a visit to Erris in North Mayo to report on the policing of the protests at Bellinavoy. Tonight in Liberty Hall, a member of that delegation and the director of Global Community Monitor will relate their findings. For the last 23 years, he's campaigned around the world for industrial communities fighting for justice. His name is Denny Larson. Denny, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, who are you as a group?
Well, the Global Community Monitor is an international environmental justice and human rights organization that specializes in empowering industrial communities to actually physically monitor their environment to make sure that things are being done right. We found that, unfortunately, even in the developed world, oftentimes the government is not doing the right policing of the pollution problems when you get right down to the fence line.
Now, you've looked at projects all over the world. When you got to Mayo, mm-hmm. And you talk about your work with industrial communities. Now, looking at the landscape of Mayo, the last thing that you actually think of when you arrive there initially is an industrial community. It's far from that.
It's ill-suited for that. It's what's called a greenfield area, and that's what I think is disturbing about the proposal to turn it into a brown field. It's ill-suited from a number of reasons, and the plan to develop that area seems ill-thought out, and it has been rebuffed a number of times.
However, it does have all the planning approvals from government that are required in these situations.
Well, I think there's still some still some contesting of that issue. I'm not a specialist in Irish law, but it doesn't seem to be handled as well. I mean, the siting of the project has created environmental problems in the area already with the pollution of the lake and whatnot. So that sort of tells you, you know, there may have gotten technical permissions, but perhaps they haven't been well thought out.
From the point of view of Shell, they say they're doing it by the book. They're processing the gas when it eventually comes onshore, because that is the way it is done. Unfortunately, it's coming onshore in a very wild area, a very unspoiled area.
Well, actually, the processing of gas onshore is a relatively new thing, and it hasn't been done that way for a long time. There's very few places it's done on Earth that way, and it's being done primarily by companies now in order to save money. It doesn't seem like oil companies really need to be saving money right now. They should be spending more and cleaning up their pollution and doing things in a cleaner, better way.
So the question of why you were there, I mean, you say you're there to check on the policing and not necessarily the wisdom or otherwise of the project itself.
Yeah, actually, that was the subject, has been the recent subject of our visits in the international delegation, was the delegation took no position on the project or where it should be located or anything, but we had been requested to come up to investigate the activities of the police, and found it quite shocking that the police in Erris had a policy of not arresting people who were civil disobedient and seeking to be arrested. In fact, in the Garda magazine of October 2006, and I quote, they said, "There were no arrests. This was part of our strategy. We did not want to facilitate anyone down there to the root of martyrdom. That has been the policy ever since," end of quote, Superintendent Joe Gannon. And this is what's, I think, at the basis of the problem there. And instead, people were being shoved and beaten when they were peacefully protesting. So we wanted to investigate that thoroughly, because it's quite a shocking thing, something you'd more likely find in Nigeria, frankly, than Ireland.
The decision by the Garda Síochána not to create, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of imprisoned martyrs was possibly based on their early experience where Shell themselves ended up being responsible for certain people going to jail because
Correct.
They would not obey injunctions. And that proved to be very counterproductive from Shell's point of view and for the advancement of the project.
Well, I think it proved to be very revealing about the company's real intent. And again, the police do not
have...
How
do you mean real intent? Because their intent seems to be to build a gas processing plant
at the cheapest possible way and not in an environmentally sensitive way, which is at odds with their own policy. And it's not... The police do not have a choice about whether to enforce the law for civil disobedience. It's not an issue of creating martyrs. martyrdoms, they need to apply the law fairly to everyone. Just as, you know, I've done a little research on past protests by taxi drivers and others in Ireland, and this they don't attack the taxi drivers blocking the roads with batons. So, you know, there's something going on here that has nothing to do with a desire not to create martyrs. And that's what was disturbing to the delegation in our report.
So your conclusions are about policing in Mayo?
Well, we agree with the ombudsman. You know, there's an unnecessary amount of police complaints up there. It needs further investigation by the Justice Department. So far, the Justice Minister has refused to do that. And the policing needs to be changed up there. The guard is not well trained. It's chaotic and dangerous to the public on the roads. The whole situation needs to be completely reformed and held in a professional and legal way.
You seem to be saying that there's no responsibility at all on the side of the protesters putting themselves in harm's way in disrupting the legal activities of people going about their work. And, you know, most of them, 60% of them, according to Shell, are local Mayo people who are going about their business trying to, you know, hold down a decent job in this project.
Well, our experience in the groups that came include international groups like Friends of the Earth, who have done things like blockade the airport, you know, in Amsterdam as successfully and peacefully without anyone being hurt. And actually, the protesters are very well organized, and they're not putting themselves in harm's way. They're acting in a very professional way as civil disobedience. The police response, by contrast, is not. There's pushing, there's shoving. There's ways to handle crowds. We see this in America in protests all the time in a way there nobody gets hurt. And that is the responsibility of the police, not the protesters. I think the protesters have been, from our observation, very responsible, and the police have not.
Isn't it a bit unreasonable, though, given where it is in a tiny backwater of a pretty underpopulated county, to expect the civil authorities to have, if you like, riot police, complete with all the equipment they would need to do the kind of policing you're talking about, permanently on standby, waiting for those buses to arrive from Dublin, busing in protesters, because, as you know, a lot of the protesters are not local. It's a bit unrealistic to expect that kind of, 24/7, 365 day a year protection of this particular project.
Well, I disagree. I think that they need to provide the people, the police there, with the training they need, according to...
I mean, you've been there.
Yeah.
We don't have those kind of numbers available for County Mayo. We've enough other problems. We tend to be under-resourced in terms of the police manpower. And the idea of exposing other people in other parts of the country to, you know, perhaps attacks, theft, burglaries, robberies, traffic going unsupervised, drunks not being arrested for drunk driving, all because a small number of people disagree with the progress of a particular project in County Mayo. What you're looking for is a totally disproportionate policing response given the resources available to the commissioner.
Well, I think that's been their choice as how they police it, but it's merely...
No. The way you are suggesting they police it is that
they've already brought 250 people. They aren't trained. They aren't trained to handle crowds, and that's they've already spent $8 million, I think, according to a parliamentary question.
No, but what is your proposal? Because it's all right to make criticisms, and
sure,
you're perfectly entitled to do so. But you also have to be in a position to say, well, what is the alternative? And you're suggesting a permanently deployed police force.
No.
Trained in crowd control and riot behavior.
Training, they should be trained in crowd control and the proper handling of civil disobedience, and they should arrest people who are civil disobedient
and where
seeking
are they
arrest.
To be based?
This is the decision of the police. It's done in other countries. That's why we brought people from South Africa, from Holland, from America. If we can do it over there, why can't it be done in Ireland?
No, I'm just thinking, you know, you went to Mayo, you saw it.
Yes.
It's a very, by our standards, a big county that's relatively underpopulated.
Correct.
You're looking for a huge proportion of the police force of Mayo to be permanently available.
I don't think
for
they
deployment.
Need to be permanently available. In fact, if they were handling the protests in the right way and were fully trained, they might find that there'd be a change in the situation. But what has happened there is that they've handled the situation very badly, and just as originally Shell handled the situation very badly with the Rossport 5, and that's caused a certain reaction among people who are protesting.
So you're saying if they did handle it differently, if they were well-trained, if they arrested
yes.
people and had them properly charged and jailed or whatever... and you just keep doing that, and I presume they are replenished by other people from wherever, that eventually everyone would think things were lovely between Shell and... I don't think so.
No, but that's the law. You see, the problem with this, regardless of the cost or whatnot, is that there is the law about how you handle civil disobedience, and it's not being handled that way. That's why many cases have been dismissed. Yesterday, Ed Collins' case, who was said to have been one of these rowdy protesters mm-hmm. and whatnot, was dismissed because the judge said the police case was not proved and confused. And so there's much evidence that the police have not handled the situation right and have not followed the law.
I'm reminded of some of the G7 summit protests in various parts of the world. And, you know, the kind of exemplary policing that you suggest certainly didn't take place in Seattle, didn't take place in other parts of the world. You know, it's not always possible to run a policing set piece as you describe.
It's not always possible, but they haven't even tried in Mayo. They've tried a different approach, and they've put it in writing that they don't want to arrest people and follow the law. So I think it's a different situation. Those crowds were much bigger at the G7 than when you've seen in Mayo
sure,
as far
yeah.
as the protesters. And I think that's part of the problem. When the protests get so big, you know, it is hard to handle it. But the protests in Mayo, even at their largest, are something that, you know, have been well handled in many other parts of the world.
So it's not normal that protesters are kind of calling for their own arrest, but that's effectively what you say the tactic of the people in Eris is,
well,
and that's the way that the authorities should properly respond.
It has been it started as a nonviolent protest, just as Gandhi and Martin Luther King did, and that was their purpose. Their purpose was to be arrested, to make the point about their opposition to a problem, and that's what people in Mayo, from our observation and from their own testimony, were seeking to do. They weren't seeking to be beat up, and they shouldn't deserve to be beat up under the law. They should be allowed to be civil disobedient in the manner of which that kind of movement was developed.
One final thing. I mean, whatever the wisdom or otherwise of the planning authorities in giving Shell their permissions upon which they are basing all of their plans. I mean, this is not a banana republic. We have the rule of law. The courts are there for people. The ombudsman is there for people to make their complaints. Before that, the Garda Complaints Commission was there. You know, people do have rights in this republic of ours, and they can exercise those rights through quite a number of channels.
Correct, and the Garda Ombudsman has affirmed that the Department of Justice should review the way the protests are handled, and that should happen soon.
Denny Larson, thank you very much for joining us. Denny is director of Global Community Monitor, which goes to industrial communities who are fighting for justice. And the report on what they found in County Mayo will be delivered tonight in Liberty Hall.